Wanderlust, A History of Walking by Rebecca Solnit. It was a place as blank as a sheet of paper. It was the place I had always been looking for, out train and car windows in my imagination and on my walks through more complicated terrain. Flat expanses would call to me, promising walking as I had imagined it. And now I had arrived at the pure plain of a dry lake bed where I could walk uninterrupted and utterly free. The desert holds many of these dry lake beds or playas, washed long ago or annually to a surface as flat and inviting as a dance floor when dry. These are the places where the desert is most itself, stark, open, free, an invitation to wander, a laboratory of perception, scale, light, a place where loneliness has a luxurious flavour, like in the blues. To me, these big spaces mean freedom. Freedom from the unconscious activity of the body and the conscious activity of the mind, places where walking hits a steady beat that seems to be the pulse of time itself. Pat, my companion on this walk across the lake bed, prefers rock climbing, in which every move is an isolated act that absorbs the whole of his attention and seldom rises to a rhythm. Walking, I realised long ago in another desert, is how the body measures itself against the earth.